弟兄姐妹平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, be peace with you.
那我们静下心来开始今天的崇拜。
Let's prepare our hearts to worship.
因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美。
For great the Lord and most worthy of praise.
他在万神之上，当受敬畏。
He is to be feared above all gods.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs.
请起立，我们用熟悉的语言唱快乐崇拜。
Please rise and sing with a comfortable language. Joy, joy, adore thee.
We should
praise him and praise his name.
因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
那我们存着感恩的心来唱感谢神。
Let's sing a song thanks to the Lord with a thankful heart.
Thank you. 在耶和华的殿中瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
I'm if you will in the house of the Lord all the day of my life, gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple.
这是蒙神喜悦的，也是我们一生中最大的份。
It is pleasing to the Lord and it's a great blessing.
我宁愿有耶稣。
I would rather have Jesus.
Thank you.
亲爱的主，我们真的是感谢你。
Dear Lord, thank you.
因为我们有你。
Because we have you.
我们白白的领受你的恩典。
We receive this grace.
你确实为我们付上了极重的代价。
You pay a lot for us.
主，我们在这个一年最后的一个主日，我们更是要来感谢你。
We feel more thankful to you at the last Sunday this year.
为着这一年我们所领受的恩典，我们要感谢你。
For all the things we received this year.
因为你以恩典做年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴满了油。
You crown the year with bounty, and your cup overflow with abundance.
我们感谢你在这一年当中，你把得救的人数加添给你的教会。
You add the number to our church. We thankful to you.
我们感谢你，你自己激励了很多的弟兄姐妹成为你福音的使者。
We thank you, encourage a lot of people to be your messenger.
恩典的主，我们求你继续的带领你的教会在新的一年里面。
Lord of abundant grace.
把更多的得救的人数加添给你的教会。
May you give more people to our church.
因为你每天给我们的恩典都是新的。
You give us every day daily new.
我们相信你有新的恩典赐给我们明年。
We know you give us more new next year.
主，我们今天在你面前的时候，我们再一次纪念到我们的姐妹敏菲。
Today we still remember our sister 敏菲。
我们恳求你今天特别与她同在。
We ask you to be with her today.
我们求你更加的坚固她在你里面的信心。
Strengthen in your faith.
求你保守她在这个化疗之后抗体低的情况下，求你保守他不受任何的感染。
Protect her from his blood count decreasing during his chemotherapy.
我们特别恳求主，你为他预备他最合适的一个donor.
We ask you to prepare the best donor for her.
恳求主，你在千万人当中为他来拣选这一个。
You choose the one which is the best for her among thousand hundreds.
我们把姐妹和她的全家再一次仰望在恩主的手中。
We put the whole family in your hands.
恳求主，你来保守。
Ask you to protect them.
恳求主，你来带领。
Ask you to lead them.
主，我们也为着在这个节日期间很多的弟兄姐妹和家庭出城的，我们要来仰望主。
We also ask you to help to protect those who are out of town.
他们的脚步求你赐下平安。
Lead their steps.
特别是有一些学生整个假期都回家的，我们特别求主保守他们与你的关系。
Especially those students who are at home, please be with them that their relationship with you more closer.
让他们在自己的家人朋友面前真的是能够成为你的见证人。
They can be a witness from their family.
主，我们再一次把我们今天的敬拜，我们再一次来仰望主。
We give our today's worship in your hands.
恳求主你自己与我们同在。
Ask you to be with us.
向我们每一个人来说话。
Talk to us.
开我们的心窍，
Open the heart,
能够明白你的心意，
understand,
让我们能够遇见你，
we can meet you,
我们仰望你，
we looking upon you,
听我们同心的祷告，
listen to our prayer,
奉耶稣宝贵的圣名，
in Jesus name,
Amen.
It's
the response reading time.
今天起因的经文在启示录21章。
It comes from the Revelation chapter 21.
我们请王文超弟兄带领。
Brother Wen Chao Wang, welcome.
请大家翻到新约圣经的最后458页。
New Testament.458
我们读21章从第一节到第八节，我读单数节，请大家回应双数节。启示录第21章第一节， 我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有黑暗，哭号疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
坐宝座的说，看哪、我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。
他又对我说，都成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄米伽，我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
得胜的必承受这些为业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
唯有感谢的、不敬的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的
证
就烧在
那硫
磺的火
炉
里。这个是第二次的事。
请大家再往后面翻一页，第二十二章。
Next page, chapter 22.
我们要读的是第六和第七节。我读第六节。
Seven.
Yeah, 我读第六节，请大家回应第七节。
You will respond with seven.
天使又对我说，这些话是真实可信的，主就是众先知被感之灵的神差遣他的使者，将那必要快成的事指他仆人。感谢神的话语。
现在是奉献的时间。
It's offering time.
奉献是基督徒的义务和本分。
It's dedicated to the Christians.
如果你没有准备好，或者不明白奉献的意义
，If you don't understand or you're not ready,
当奉献袋传到你跟前的时候，请恭敬的传给下一位。
That please nicely pass the container to the next person.
在奉献的同时，我们来唱数算数恩。
While we're doing this, the song count the.Great. Sister Yuhan will pray for us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you, you not only provide us in our spiritual life, you also provide for our flesh. We thank you we can take this opportunity to practice our faith.We just give a little of us from us. May you pure it and use in your service. Listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
今天选读的经文在马太福音第一章十八到二十五节。
The verse we read today is from book Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 to 25.
在中英文和本圣经新约部分的第二页。
It's in the New Testament, the second page.
请大家翻到后听我读。马太福音第一章十八节，耶稣基督降生的事记载，他母亲玛利亚已经喜配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子就给他起名叫耶稣。今天信息的题目是神与我们同在。
The message today is God being with us.
我们把时间交给万传道。
Give the time to Mr. Wang.
今天的天气好像离圣诞节已经很远很远了。
It seems like it's far away from Christmas.
但是毕竟还是刚过圣诞节。
But it's just the Christmas just passed.
我们读这个经文还是有特别的感受。
When we read these verses, we have special feelings.
虽然圣经没有告诉我们主耶稣到底是哪一天降生的。
Although the Bible didn't specify the day Jesus was born,
我们当中大概很多人也知道我们这个圣诞节的来历。
Most of people know where the Christmas come from.
我们感谢神，一年当中有这一天可以纪念主的降生。
We thank God that one day here we can let us remember the birth of Jesus.
我们可以把一个最好的消息告诉世界上的人。
It's an opportunity we can pass the gospel, the good news to the world.
很多的弟兄姐妹就在这几天在家里大摆宴席。
Lots of brothers and sisters have feast these days.
就是为了送这个最好的礼物给别人。
In order to give this the best gift to the friends.
圣经里面记载主耶稣降生的经文是在路加福音。
The Bible mentioned the date of the birth of Jesus is in the most in the Matthew book of Matthew.
2000多年前就是有天使向牧羊人去报大好的喜讯。
About 2000 years ago, the angel appeared to the shepherd.
当时那个天使对牧羊人说，这个喜讯是关乎万民的。
The angel told the shepherd, "This good news is for all the world."
这个孩子的降生是关乎万民的。
The birth of the baby is for all the world.
不只是关乎两家。
Not only for two families.
我们一般孩子出生只关乎两家。
Usually, when a newborn baby born is just related to two families.
但是主耶稣的降生却是全世界的人都在庆祝。
But the birth of Jesus.It is for all the world, celebrated by all the world.
用各种各样的语言在歌唱。
They sing the hymn with all kinds of language.
从老的到小的都在歌唱。
Young to old, they all sing the song.
我们在圣诞夜的时候，我们看到天团式的献歌，就是从老的到小的。
We saw the song sung by the elder fellowship. It is from young to old.
我们今天读的这段经文是玛利亚还刚刚怀孕的时候的一段经文。
The verses we read today is about Mary just conceived.
这段经文告诉我们很多的信息。
It tells us a lot.
当时玛利亚已经许配给了约瑟，但是还没有结婚。
At that time, Mary was pledged to Joseph, but hadn't got union yet.
她就从圣灵怀了孕。
She was with a child from the Holy Spirit.
那圣经说约瑟是个义人。
Joseph was a righteous man.
他不愿意明明的羞辱玛利亚，却想暗暗的把她休了。
She didn't want to disgrace her in the public, just want to divorce him in secret.
圣经说他正在思念这个时候，有主的使者就在他梦中显现。
The Bible said when he was thought about this, the angel appeared to him in a dream.
他刚刚在想这个事情。
He was just thought about it.
他还没想明白呢。
He hasn't understand yet.
神就对他说话了。
The Lord talked to him.
我们的神实在是知道我们的心思意念。
Our Lord did know us.
知道我们心灵深处。
Knows the secret of the heart.
我们在诗篇里面，诗人说他神晓得我们心里面的隐秘。
In some, it is that God knows the secret of the heart.
他知道我们做事的动机。
He knows our motivation.
所以大卫曾经在诗篇当中十九篇他说：“谁知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的罪。”
In some chapter 19, David wrote.Who can discern his arrow? Forgive my hidden fault.
就是说我们还没有犯错，但是我们的心思意念的那个错神已经知道了。
God already knows our heart before we really act it out.
所以这样的祷告，这样的罪就非常的彻底。
This kind of prayer confession is more completed.
可以让神来光照我们，让我们知道连我们自己都不知道的错。
God, the Holy Spirit shone on us.
那认罪的越彻底，我们悔改的就越深。
The more we confession, the more we.
那结果呢，就是蒙恩更大。
The result is the more blessing we got.
Yeah, 所以我们需要这样很彻底的祷告。
We need this kind of prayer.
圣经说约瑟是个义人。
Joseph was a righteous man.
他是个敬畏神的人。
He's a person who reveres the Lord.
这个24和25节我们就看到这听到了神对他说的话之后他马上的反应。
Verses 24 and 25 we know that. After he heard the God's word, what his response?
就是圣经说他醒了起来就遵着主使者的吩咐就把妻子娶过来了。
He said he woke up.He did what the angel commanded him.
然后等着耶稣生下来，他就照着使者吩咐的给他取名叫耶稣。
After the birth of Jesus, he did name him Jesus.
约瑟没有问一个为什么。
Joseph didn't ask any why.
他马上就顺从。
He did follow.
这是一个活的信心。
This is a life living faith.
这是一个蒙福的信心。
This is a blessed.
那我们今天的信息的题目是从22节到23节当中出来。
The topic today is coming from 22 to 23.
Yeah, 是实际上我本来取的题目是以马内利。
The topic I name it Emmanuel.
那个我检查玻璃镜的时候也忘记看了，可以前面可以再加一个以马内利。
Yeah, when I check the bulletin,
那我们的信息也主要是从这两节经文当中来看。
Our message comes from these two verses.
圣经22节清楚地告诉我们说，这一切的事成就是要应验主借的先知所说的话。
It is clear that what happened today is to fulfill what it said in Old Testament through the prophet.
哪一位先知呢？
Who's this prophet?
是主耶稣降生之前700多年前叫以赛亚的。我们圣经当中有一卷以赛亚书。
It was Isaiah about 700 years before Jesus was born. We have a book named book of Isaiah.
700多年前，神就借着一个先知讲了这件事情。
More than 700 years ago, God already said this through a prophet.
你知道我们历史上曾经，大概几十年或者一百年以前，有人就是否定以赛亚书是主前写的。
About more than 100 years ago, somebody already denied what the Isaiah said.
因为以赛亚书讲到主耶稣的生死复活讲得太真。
Because Isaiah was so true about Jesus' birth, life, and resurrection.
所以有人就从以赛亚书的文学结构啊，各种各样的研究方面说，这卷书是主后写的。
Somebody denied it because based on the literature and the structure.
那感谢神，我们在二十世纪有一个最大的考古发现。很多人都知道是有一个死海古卷的发现。
Thank God, in the 20th century, we have a very great discovery about the scroll, the Dead Sea Scroll.
在圣地的死海找到了以赛亚书的一个手抄本。
In the Holy Land, the Dead Sea, we find the script of the Isaiah.
我们现在可以很精确的来鉴定这个手抄本是哪一个年代的。
We can testify which this belongs to, when this belongs to.
这是祖先200多年的手抄本。
This is 200 years before the God.
从此那个声音就消失了。
Since then the voice disappeared.
我们基督徒不是因为这个证据而相信。
We believe in God not because of this.
我们是就是圣经本来就是神的话。
We believe the Bible is God's word.
神能够知道700年以后要发生的事情。
God knows what will happen after 700 years.
我们有一首歌唱到，我们不知道明天将如何。
We have a song named We Don't Know What Will Happen Tomorrow.
但是我们知道神掌管明天。
But we know God's in charge of the tomorrow.
从这里我们知道他不但掌管明天。
From here we know He's not only in charge of the tomorrow.
他还掌管七百年以后。
He's still in charge of.More than 700 years before.
他知道的清清楚楚。
He knows everything.
主耶稣的降生就是一个明证。
The birth of Jesus is an evidence.
我们所信的福音本来就是旧约预言的应验。
The gospel we believe it was a fulfilled in the Old Testament.
是完完全全是根据旧约的。
It is.Completely based on the Old Testament.
所以耶稣他说我来是要成全律法。
So Jesus said, I'm come to complete the law.
不是来废掉律法。
Rather than delete the law.
所以我们从这个经文里面我们看到有两个名字。
From this verse we see two names.
这个二十一节说你要给他起名叫耶稣。
Verse 21 said, "You name him Jesus."
那二十三节又说要称他的名为以马内利。
The 23rd said, "Call his name Emmanuel."
那到底是哪一个名字啊
？Which name?
耶稣他是主耶稣主，他降生到世上来成为人的一个人名。
Jesus is the name of a man after Jesus was born.
就像我们当中有一些。快要做父母的他们在思想给他的将要出生的孩子取什么名字
just like a second parent they think about what a name they're going to give a newborn baby
这个名字就带出了父母对这个孩子一生的希望
the name signified what the expectation the parents want on the baby
带着对孩子的祝福
the blessing
那我们从这里知道耶稣这个名字也是玛丽怀孕的时候天使就告诉她了
Jesus is the name the angel tells Mary
耶稣这个名字就是救主的意思
The name of Jesus means Savior
就是耶和华拯救
Lord save
就像二十一节说的因为他要把自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来
Just like verse 21 said he will save his people from the sin
那我们常常在一个人的姓名之外有时候我们还会给那个人加上一些别称
Besides your name, we usually have some people have a nickname
好像在世界上有一些很有钱的人我们就称他大款
Just like a lot of rich people in the world, we call them tycoon
有的人我们还称他叫马大哈
We call somebody knows nothing.
我们就知道为什么我们要这样称这些人，对不对？
Now we know why we call them that.
那基督耶稣呢？圣经里面说，我们称他是以马内利。
Jesus Christ, we call him Emmanuel.
在你知道，在圣经里面对基督的称呼其实好多，不止这一个。
We have more than one name for Jesus.
大概有100个。
About 100.
那在主耶稣降生的时候，天使特别提到这一个名字。
At the birth of Jesus, the angel specially named it and mentioned it.
以马内利
Emmanuel.
就是在主前700多年。啊、先知就说了将有一个童女要怀孕生子。
Just like about more than 700 years before his birth, the prophet said,
他是要
working with the child.
他来是为了要与我们同在。
He will come to be with us.
神要与人同在。
God is with us.
我们知道神要与人同在是神一直永恒当中他不变的一个他的心意。
God wants to be with us is the forever will.Of God.
在起初他造人的时候他是按着他自己的形象造人的。
In the beginning when he created the man he created in his image
就是把他的仁义圣洁都给了人。
He gave us his righteousness the purity
我们知道起初人跟神是在伊甸园是面对面的。
In the beginning, man and God are face to face in the Garden of Eden.
就是很真实的，神是与人同在的。
It is real, God is with us.
但是这样的好景不长。
But it's not long.
到了创世纪第三章，就是全本圣经最最悲哀的一章。
Until the Genesis chapter 1, chapter 3, is the saddest chapter.
人犯罪了，就被赶出了伊甸园。
Man started to sin, they've been proved.Driven out of the Garden
of Eden. 那因着人的罪就拦阻了我们人可以来到神的面前。
Because of the sin, it blocked us from coming to the Lord.
那神好像没法与人同在了。
It seems like God cannot be with us.
他的心意得不到。
How come he fulfilled his will?
但是在创世纪里面，我们常常读到神就常常向一些人说话。
But in Genesis, we usually read that God talked to the people.
他拣选一些人。
He chose some people.
好像挪亚啊，亚伯拉罕啊。
Like Noah, Abraham.
他就用这种方式来向人显现。
He talked them in this way.
向人说话。
Talk to people.
就是与他们同在。
Being with them.
后来我们知道，当以色列民被神拣选啊，招出埃及之后。
Later on, when God take the Israel out of Egypt.
他们在旷野里面，摩西得到启示，就是建一个什么
？Camp of the Tabernacle.
我问我他答。那会幕哈，我们中文翻得很好，会就是相会，就是神与人相会的地方。
After Moses led the Israel to the desert, they built the Tabernacle.
所以在摩西的时代，神就是借着那个会幕来与人同在。
During Moses' time, God used the covenant to be with us.
就是以马内利。
It's Emmanuel.
那我们知道后来以色列人，我们读约书亚记就知道，以色列人过了约旦河进入迦南地之后呢，这个会幕就设在哪里
？Temple.
示罗，对不对？我们读约书亚记应该记得。
So during the book of Joshua, after Joshua led the Israel across the Jordan, they built the place.
好像在讲旧约的故事哈。
It is a story in the Old Testament.
因为我们要看到神这个永恒不变的心意。
Because we want to see the God's forever will.
他要与人同在。
He want to be with us.
那之后呢？会幕之后呢？在大卫、所罗门的时代。神就借着所罗门建了圣殿。
Later on, God through David and Solomon rebuilt the temple.
所以神的子民可以每年到那个地方去朝见神。
The people can go there to worship him annually.
去敬拜神。
Worship the Lord.
当时所罗门建殿的时候，神就对所罗门说：“如果你遵行我的律例，遵行一切的诫命，我就必住在以色列民当中。
after the Solomon built the temple, the Lord talked to Solomon, if you follow my decree, follow my regulation, I'll be live with you.
这是另外一种方式的以马内利。
This is another form of Emmanuel.
从会幕到圣殿，神的心意都没有改变。
From tabernacle to the temple, God never changed his will.
神总是借着一个有形的人能够看见，让人知道神与他们同在。
God is with us through all kinds of the tangible objects.
记不记得上个主日的时候，主席曾经带我们唱一首歌，是以马内利恳求降临。
Do you still remember last Sunday we sing the song "Oh Come, Come, Emmanuel"?
我当时唱这首歌的时候，我就想到了这个信息。
When I sang this song, I think about this.
因为我已经开始在准备这个礼拜的信息。
At that time, I was preparing for this Sunday's message.
那首歌就很像在以赛亚那个时代以色列民的一种从心里面发出来的呼声。
This song express their cry for the Lord.
在恳求以马内利降临。
They cry for the Emmanuel.
因为以赛亚那个时代是一个很 critical 的时代。
At that time, it is a critical stage.
犹大国将要被掳到巴比伦去。
The Babylon take over the Jordan.
那就是在这样一个风云变幻的时候。
At the age of the turbulence.
神借着先知。告诉当时的以色列民
God talked to the Israel through the prophet
就是这个时候先知告诉约瑟的话
It is the word, the prophet
哦，对不起不是先就是圣经当中引用的就是说必有童女怀孕生子人要称他的名以马内利
It is in the Bible the virgin be with child and Peter will call him Emmanuel
那是在以赛亚书的第七章
It's in theBook of Isaiah, chapter 7.
我们如果接着看上下文，我们就知道下文连着好几次提到以马内利。
If we read from context, we know it mentioned a couple of times of Emmanuel.
这是当时的百姓的一种盼望。
It's their expectation at that time.
那神就给了他们这个应许。
God gave their promise.
将有童女怀孕生子。
A virgin with a child.And give birth to a son.
可是这个应许什么时候实现呢
When will we be fulfilled?
那百姓就等了一百年两百年
People have been waiting for 100, 200 years.
必要等到七百年以后
Until after 700 years.
就是马太福音这个时候所记载的
It is the time which was written in Matthew.
要七百年哦
700 years.
但是我们还是要相信神的话一句都不会落空
But we still believe God never fail his word
每一句都要应验的
Every word will fulfill
我们知道起初神应许亚伯拉罕他将要有好多好多的子孙是在亚伯拉罕75岁的时候
We know God promised Abraham he's going to have a lot of offspring
可是他独生的儿子他100岁才得到
But his only son he got it when he was 100 years
他一直等到99岁神才对他说明年这个时候就有儿子了
He waited until when he was 99 years old the God tells him you're going to have a son next year
他之前就只能等
He has to wait
Has to wait Yeah 那所以我们对神的应许就是坚定的相信
We just put the strong faith in God's promise
700年以后童女怀孕生子了
7 years afterThe virgin with a child.
就是我们读约翰福音的时候读到的道成了肉身
Just like I read in John The word became the flesh
约翰福音那边说道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理
The God the word flesh and made his dwelling among us We have seen his glory The glory of the one the only We came from the Father full of grace and truth
他住在我们中间就是以马内利
He dwells in us, it is Emmanuel
他这个时候是以人的样式来到世界上
He comes to us in the form of a man
来与人认同
Come to us
可是我们知道神是个灵
We know God is a spirit
灵怎么成了一个肉身的样式呢
How come a spirit become a flesh
这是一个奥秘
This is a mystery
这是一个极大的奥秘。
It's a mystery of grace.
他又是神子，又是人子。
He's God, His Son.
他的人名在地上，他叫耶稣。
His name as a man is Jesus.
所以圣经当中称他叫拿撒勒人耶稣。
The Bible says he's the Jesus of Nazareth.
保罗曾经在提摩太前书说大灾近前的奥秘。
Paul wrote in the first Timothy, the mystery of godness is great.
无人不以为然。
Beyond all question.
就是神在肉身显现。
He appeared in the body.
他来到世界上与我们同在。
He came to the earth to be with us.
他来是因为要拯救世人。
He came in order to save us.
他是救主。
He's the savior.
曾经我以前一位访问学者
I once met the visiting scholar.
他也是来参加查经啊，参加了很多次。
He came to the Bible study fellowship.
但是他很诚实的说，他没什么体会。
But he was very honest, tells me I don't have any feeling.
可是他很想知道基督徒到底为什么会有这种体会，他没有。
But he really want to know why the Christian has such a strong feel, but rather than her.
所以他在回国之前，我就跟他。邀他吃一顿午饭，跟他聊一聊。
I invited her to lunch once before she went back to China.
他就很诚实的说，他说你们都说阳光啊、雨水啊，到处都彰显了神的爱、神的恩典。他说，可是我体会不到啊。
She said, "Look, I said that God shows His love through the sun, the rain, everything, but I can't feel it."
他说，全世界每个人都经历这些啊。
Everybody experiences.
怎么体会到这是神的爱呢
How comes God's love?
那当时我一下子我真的不知道怎么回答他
I don't know how to answer her this
因为我们也常常身在其中我们也常常好像理所当然
We take for granted we live in such environment
那想象我自己跟他一样不信主的时候我不也是把这个看作很自然吗
Think about me when I wasn't saved I think the same as her
所以我当时就对着他哎，不怎么回答。
I look at her without any words.
当时我这个桌上就放了一本《生命与信仰》的杂志。
I have a book, Life and Faith, on the table.
就是《生命》期刊的一本福音版的杂志。
It's a God issue.
那本杂志的封面上，我猜那是圣诞节发行的杂志。那封面上就是主耶稣降生成为一个 baby。在马槽里的一幅图画。
Because it's issued in during the Christmas season, so the cover of the book is a picture of the Jesus was born.
我一看到这幅图画，我一下子自己就受感动了。
When I saw this picture, I was touched.
我就跟他讲主耶稣的降生。
I talked to her the birth of Jesus.
他原来是神。
He's a God. He was a God.
先知看到异象中他是高高在上坐在宝座上。
The prophet sees him.Sitting in the highly throne.
我说你看他现在成了一个小 baby.
I said, look at him. He now become a baby.
在马槽里面。
In the manger.
一个 baby 软弱无能的。
Such a weak, fragile baby.
他为什么要这样做
？Why he did this?
为什么愿意取了一个人的样子来
？Why he take a form of a man?
因为他爱人。
Because he loves us.
因为神爱世人。
Because God loves the world.
我跟他讲主耶稣的降生
I told him about the birth of Jesus.
这个就是神的爱
This is the love of God.
他成人的样式
He became a flesh.
他舍弃了在宝座上的尊荣
He gave away the mighty and the glory.
他来到世界上来受时空的限制
He came to the earth to be limited by the time and space.
他成为一个犹太人
He became a Jewish.
他成为一个木匠
He became a carpenter.
他走在历史当中
He walked through the history.
他为了要给世界上的人带来新的生命
He wanted to bring the new life to the world.
就像保罗说的道成了肉身无人不以为然
Just as Paul said beyond all the questions he became the world.
我看到这位学者他动容了
I saw she was touched.
他感受到了神的爱
He felt the love of the God.
主耶稣不只是成为人的样式为我们降生
Jesus only became a man to
comes for us.
他还在我们还在顶撞他的时候，他就为我们死了。
He already died for us when we were still a sinner, we were against him.
保罗说，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Paul says, the God's love is shown.
我们知道圣诞节的时候，我们都唱马槽歌。
We all know we'll sing the away of the manger during the Christmas.
那耶稣来到马槽，降生到马槽，他为的是最终上十字架。
The Jesus come to the manger in order to be die on the cross.
所以信仰有一个很明显的，有三个记号。
So our faith has three symbols.
我们可以记住很明显的三个记号。
We can remember.
跟其他世界上任何的宗教都不一样。
Different from other religions.
就是马槽、十字架，还有空坟墓。
It's manger, the cross, and empty tomb.
这是任何其他宗教都没有的。
No other religion has it.
因为他来了。他就是为了上十字架。
Because he came in order to on the cross.
他也复活了，他也升天了。
He resurrected. He go back to the heaven.
那他升天了，他又离开了世界上的这些人。
After he go to the heaven, he away from them.
在走之前，他对门徒说：“我永不撇下你们，成为孤儿。”
But before he left, he promised the disciple, "I'm not going to discuss you as an orphan."
那是记载在约翰福音的十四章。
It is in the chapter 14.
是他在将要上十字架之前，在最后的晚餐上对门徒说的。
He said this during the last supper.
他说：“我要求父，父就要赐给你们一位保惠师。”叫他永远与你们同在。
He said, "I will ask Father, and He will give you another Counselor, and He will be with you forever."
所以主耶稣的离开世界，他仍然应许我们，神要与我们同在。
So even though He left the world, He promised He still want to live with us.
我们知道主复活之后，圣灵就是主提到的保惠师就降临了。
We know that after He resurrected, He gave us the Holy Spirit.
从此悔改信耶稣的都领受圣灵。
Everybody who believes in Jesus, you will receive the Holy Spirit.
神的同在就更加普遍。
The God being with us is more all the world.
因为不分犹太人还是外邦人。
No matter you are Jew or Gentile.
不然我们今天没有福气坐在神的殿中。
Otherwise, we cannot have this blessing sitting in God's temple.
那神的同在也更加的深入。
And God being with us is more real.
因为每一个悔改信耶稣的人都有住在我们里面。
Because everybody who believes in Jesus and confess that Holy Spirit lives within us.
我们信不信？我们所信的三一神，圣父是神，圣子是神，圣灵是神。
Do we believe that Trinity, the God is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God?
圣灵在我们里面。
Holy Spirit in us.
在不在你里面？
Does it in your heart?
保罗说，我们有这个宝贝在我们这个瓦器里面。
The Paul said, we have this treasure in the jar of clay.
是为要显明他神的莫大的能力。
To show that all surpassing power is from God.
这个莫大的能力就是主耶稣死而复活。
This all surpassing power, it is.The power of God, of Jesus' resurrection.
这个莫大的能力是能够改变我们信徒成为一个新造的人。
This all surpassing power, it is the power who can change us to be a new creation.
是一举一动都有新生的样式。
Or a movement has a new style.
这就是因着神的同在，圣灵的工作。
It is because of God with us, the work of Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是都经历了这样的更新？
Dear brothers and sisters, do we all experience all this?
这样一个丰富的恩典。
All this abundant grace?
还是我们常常体会的不够深。
Usually we don't have that feel so strong.
或者说我们常常会体会不到神的同在。
Or usually we don't feel that God is with us.
我们知道这个世代，后现代的社会，工作、学习，各样的节奏都越来越快。
We know in these times everybody's busy, the fast-paced time.
让人整天在一个忙乱当中。
Everybody's busy.
好像在这个忙乱当中我们就忘记了，忘记了这个宝贝在我们里面。
It made us forget the treasure in our jar when it's busy.
会不会这样？
Can be true.
那好像只有我们像今天我们坐在神的殿中，我好像感觉到了，也说不定。
Only when we maybe like today come to temple to the God.
其实我们只要相信，我们任何时候都能够体会到神的同在。
Actually, as long as we believe in God, we can experience the God being with us.
因为我们在任何时候，我们都可以把心归向神。
Because whenever we give our heart to the Lord,
享受他的同在
，enjoying the existence.
是很简单的，很单纯的。
It's not that hard.
我们知道旧约当中有一卷书叫尼希米记。
We know the book in the Old Testament called Nehemiah.
这个尼希米呢是当时已经被掳到外邦的，是在做王的酒政。
Nehemiah was the cupholder of the king when the Judah was taken by the other nation.
那实际上他就是在国外打工。
Actually, he's a exile.
Yeah. 那我们看第一章的时候就看到说有几个从犹大他自己的国家回来的人告诉他本国的一些光景。
When he heard some people from Judah told him about his country,
那尼希米听到自己国家的光景就非常的难过。
Nehemiah was very sad when he heard about this.
他在神面前哭泣，在神面前认罪祷告。
He wept in front of the Lord.He confessed and prayed to the Lord.
那有一天他在这个农田，他是酒政嘛，他摆酒的时候王就发现了他的脸上怎么带着愁容。
One day when he prepared the wine for the king noticed that he had a sad face.
那王就责问他为什么。
Then the king asked him what's wrong with you.
圣经说尼希米当时就很害怕。
The Bible said that time Nehemiah was very scared.
但是呢，圣经说尼希米当时面对王的问话，他就默祷天上的神。
But it also said he prayed silent to the heavenly God in front of the king.
然后他就回答王的问题。
Then he answered the king.
他就告诉王本国的情况，他说他想回去重建圣殿。
Then he told the king what happened in his country. He wants to go back to rebuild the temple.
就他这一个默祷，他得着从上面来的话语。
Just because of his silent prayer, he get the word from the heaven.
这大概是圣经里面记载的最最短的一个祷告。
It is maybe one of the shortest prayers written in the Bible.
就这一个默祷。
Just this silent prayer.
后来成就了大事。
Then it fulfilled the greatness.
成全了他们回去重建圣殿的大事。
It fulfilled the will they can go back to rebuild the temple.
圣经上说，神施恩的手就帮助他们。
The Bible said the God's hand helped them.
所以这是一个例子，我们随地都可以来到神的面前。
It is an example to show us we can come to the Lord anytime.
我们新约的圣徒比尼希米更有福气。
We are more blessed than Nehemiah.
他在我们里面。
He's in us.
你要相信。
Trust him.
我们亲近神，神就亲近我们。
You come close to him, he comes closer.
这是神实实在在的应许。
It is the true promise.
我们在过节的时候，我们都会给千里之外的亲友打电话问候。
We usually call to say season greeting to our relatives during the Christmas.
那我们都能够感受到他们的回应。
We can feel their response.
我们亲近神呢？
How about we close to the Lord?
我们也是真真实实的，我们能够得着神的回应。
We can truly feel the God's response.
因为他应许说他要亲近我们。
Because he promised he's close, he's been with us.
但是必须第一步是我们亲近他。
But the first step, you have to be close to him.
保罗曾经在哥林多前书曾经两次提到说，你们岂不知你们的身体是神的殿吗？
Paul mentioned twice in the Colossians that your body is the house of God.
他说神的灵就住在你们里头。
God's spirit lives in you.
他为什么要两次反复的对 哥林多教会的信徒说呢？
Why he repeat twice to the people in the Corinthian?
我们知道哥林多教会啊，保罗书信里面说到他们是说他们是属肉体的。
We know the church in the Corinthian post address them belongs to the world.
保罗说他们是婴孩在基督里面。
The baby in the Jesus.
所以可见我们信徒还分属肉体和属灵之分。
So we can see even the believer is we still have the belongs to the spiritual belongs to the earth.
所以我们信主之后，我们要追求的一条路就是做属灵人。
We like to pursue to be a spiritual person.
这不是要唱一个高调。
It's not a high.
这是唯一的一条可以人生的一条道路。
It is a way to be.Sanctified,
做属灵人
to be spiritual,
亲近神
close to the Lord.
我们相信他的灵就在我们里面
We believe his spirit living in our heart.
我们的身子是神的殿
Our body is his temple.
我们明白了这些真理我们就会尊主伟大
After we know this truth, we'll glorify the Lord.
尊主伟大就是我们不做我们自己的主人了
Glorify the Lord, that means we're not the owner of our God.
我们把主权交给神了
We give all this right to the Lord.
就像玛利亚听到了神对她说的话她说她后来有唱颂歌说我心尊主伟大
Just like Mary after she heard the message from the Lord I'm glorifying my Lord My soul glorify the Lord.
我灵因我主的救恩而欢喜
My spirit rejoices
所以玛利亚就放下她自己
So Mary gave up her home
她成为我们救主的母亲
She became the mother of our Savior
那我们今天刚刚读的喜印的经文是在启示录的最后
The response reading is in the Revelation
我们都读到了那个经文就是讲到神要亲自与我们同在
The verse is mentioned again that God is with us
他说看啊神的帐幕在人间他要与人同在
But now the dwelling of the God is with man and he will live with man
他们要做他的子民神要亲自与他们同在做他们的神
They will be his people and God himself will be with them and be their God.
这是我们今天在世界上一个对将来的盼望。
This is a hope for future in this time.
就好像以赛亚的时代他们听到了神的话说必有童女怀孕生子但他们一直等了700年。
It's just like the time of Isaiah when they heard a virgin will be the baby, they wait for more than 700 years.
那我们所盼望的这个神的帐幕在人间，我们要多少年？
We hope that God's temple is in us. How many years will we wait for?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是我们可以从各样的迹象上，我们可以猜测。
But we can predict from all the signs.
我昨天刚收到最新的一本就是 Billy Graham 他们的 Decision 的杂志
I received the newest magazine from Billy Graham
我相信我们当中有不少的弟兄姐妹都有那本杂志
I believe lots of you guys have it
昨天收到的最新的这一本杂志的封面上就是 Billy Graham 的一篇信息的题目
The latest magazine the picture is a message from Billy Graham
他说主来你准备好了吗
It says God will come Are you ready?
好像这个年日大家都在想这件事情
It seems that everybody think about this
从各样的迹象当中都让人想这件事情
From all the signs people think about this
Billy Graham 说可能还有1000年
Billy Graham said maybe take another 1000 years
也可能是明天
Maybe tomorrow
他说你准备好了吗
Are you ready?
我们准备好了吗
We're,Are you ready?
我们感谢神他总是把这些应许清清楚楚地告诉我们
We thank God God always gives his promise clearly to us
我们可以在这个动荡的世代里面我们有一个盼望
We can have hope in such a troubling age
世界的人心中他们没有神
People on the earth they don't have God
就像以赛亚书中写的个人偏行己路
Just like Isaiah said everybody away from
但是我们感谢神，他住在我们里面。
But we thank God he lives in with us.
他与我们同在。
He is with us.
他也应许我们说，他将要来，永远与我们同在。
He promised he's coming and be with us.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你在圣经里面给我们这些宝贵的应许。
God, we thank you. You give us the Bible and all this.
谢谢你对我们这些不配的人永恒不变的心意，就是你要与我们同在，你要做我们的神，我们要做你的子民。谢谢你不嫌弃我们。主啊，求你借着这些话语，你来坚定我们的信心，让我们宝贵你给我们这些恩典。
Thank you for this grace.
让我们真的常常亲近你，我们愿意与你同在。
Let us close to you, we're willing to be with you.
因为这是你的心意。
Because this is your will.
我们亲近你的时候，你也要来亲近我们。
When we close to you, you close to us.
谢谢你这些话语。
Thank you for the word.
用你自己的灵来来坚固我们。
May your spirit strong us.
来把这些话藏在我们的心中。
Put all this word in our heart.
好叫我们在这个世上的时候，我们因着有你的同在，我们真的是成为周围的盐和光。
That we can be the light and salt in the world because of you.
求你听我们同心诚心的祷告。
May you listen to us. Pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们唱，我们唱一首回应的诗歌，是在408。
Let's sing the responsible song. It's in the hymn 408. Christ lives in me.
Thank you.
感谢万长大的信息。
So thank you for the message from Mr. Wang.
圣经上说，你们亲近我，我就必亲近你们。
The Bible says, "You close to me, I close to you."
我们的神是信实的神。
Our God is faithful.
请求圣灵保守我们，天天真的是活在神里面。
Make the Holy Spirit secure us living in God.
我们现在是欢迎新朋友的时间。
So,Time we welcome the new friends.
如果你是第一次来教会
If you are the first time come to a church,
起来介绍你自己
Would you please stand up and introduce yourself?
我们可以欢迎你
Then we can welcome you. Nobody?
你第一次来的吗？
没
有。现在正是过节的季节
It's the hottest season.
那就让我们互相问候，问节日好。
Let's greet with each other.
真的是感谢神，让我们在这一年的最后一个主日，能够到他的圣殿来敬拜他。
It's the last Sunday we come to the temple to worship him.
现在请大家打开周报。
Would you please open your bulletin?
下个主日有主餐。
The next Sunday we're going to have commission.
对，请我们请弟兄姐妹呢准备好预备心。
Prepare your heart for that.
第二个报告是关于读经运动的。
The second announcement is regarding the Bible reading.
按照进度呢，我们应该要读120多遍了。
According to our time, we should be good.
哦，周三。
Yeah, we should come to the tenth chapter.
所以假期是比较有时间，大家可以多读一点。
Yeah, read more during the holiday season.
对，然后教会还有09年的月历还有剩余。
There's some left the calendar for 2009.
对，可以多买一些送给朋友。
You can buy as a gift to give to your friends.
对，我们教会还在找一位牧师的助理。
We're still looking for a pastor assistant.
所以请大家为这事祷告。
May you pray for it.
或许弟兄姐妹可以祷告，是不是神对你有感动
？Well, you can pray to God.
你可以参与这件事工。
You can join the service. Ministry.
从12月21号到1月18号。我们只有一场中文崇拜，中英文合并崇拜。
From the December 21st, 28th, we only have the joint service.
所以我们没有 bus 接送。
We don't have the bus.
如果有需要 ride 的，可以跟同工联系。
You can contact us if you need ride.
现在我们还有
some announcement.
Okay.
就是大家不知道，就是干的第一天就是十一月，就是08年最后一天，我们教会中文堂有守望祷告，就是从晚上9点到12点，过新年中间以后，所以希望大家都要有感觉就好，晚上9点半到教会可以有一些新的感觉，就是欢迎大家。
We have a watch over prayer meeting next Wednesday because it's the last day of the year. You can pray for yourself, the fellowship, a lot of things.
还有吗？还有补充报告的吗？
Is there any other more?
现在请起立唱三颂。
Please rise for the doctorate.
请弟兄姊妹一同用主祷告文来做我们今天结束的祷告，也是请弟兄姊妹，如果你在家里面要向主祷告，你不知道要怎讲什么话，也可以用这个主祷告文，他教导我们怎么样祷告。现在我们诚心一同来诵主祷文。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊父的名为圣，愿父的国降临，愿父的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱以及圣灵的交通与引导，常与弟兄姊妹同在，从今天直到主耶稣基督再回来。阿门。